It's been a lot of change in the last few weeks, obviously with Glasgow, and then you know with the announcement yesterday. So you know it's been a crazy couple of weeks, but you know it's kind of what I've been working towards.
Before we get into UFC Dublin, talk to us about Glasgow. I mean, like, that must have been an incredible experience. The atmosphere alone must have been insane.
Yeah, Glasgow was it was out of this world. My first show fighting closer to home. You know, and there was a lot of fans that travelled across as well, so you know, it was good to have the support there this time. You know, but it was good to get the sub as well.
Yeah, submitting a black belt must feel really, really nice, doesn't it?
Without a doubt.
A guy who's never been submitted before in a fight.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I didn't know that really until I looked back or maybe read it in an article or something. Mm. But yeah, that's it is. I suppose it backs up everything I kind of feel at the minute. You know, I'm training at a great facility in TriStar, and you know, I'm confident in my overall game, and you know, I suppose it underlines that.
Yeah, and talk to us about the actual submission. Is that something you drilled, or was it just something you improvised?
No, it was all improvised. You know, I only tend to really drill the basics, and everything else just kind of, you know, clicks into place, whether it be in sparring or in the fight. You know, I don't like to rehearse too many things.
Now let's rewind a bit. A year ago, you had just returned to Cage Warriors after a very successful boxing career. How has your style changed since that stint in boxing, do you think?
I've seen a big difference. Obviously, confidence on my feet. The boxing taught me a lot, not just on, you know, using my hands, but taught me how to spot the gaps, and that kind of transfers into my kicking and my knees and everything else. I think mixing with world class boxers as well, you know, it just gives you a confidence that you'll never get unless you've experienced that.
Carl Pendred is talking about doing it now as well, so it's obviously something you'd recommend.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's difficult taking the time out, and you know, I wasn't grappling at the time or doing anything else. I focused 100% on the boxing, so you know, there's pros and cons, but I felt it's definitely the most beneficial thing, you know, that I've done.
And you've moved to TriStar now. Was it tough leaving the UK, and how did the move to TriStar come about?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, I had a few decisions to make. You know, I knew to compete at the top level, you got to be training, you know, with a top level gym. And you know, obviously, leave my girlfriend wasn't easy, but it's the best decision I've made. You know, I feel like I fit in perfect in the gym, and you know, I'm really grateful that the team kind of welcomed me with open arms.
And what's the average training week like?
It's a busy week. You know, you could be training 2 to 3 times a day, pretty much every day, and then Saturday you got the pro session then, which is just your sparring. So you know, that would be kind of the main one. And then generally on the weekends, me and Tom Breeze, one of the lads, we go off to one of the coaches, Eric O'Keefe's house. He takes us to his house on the weekend as well. So you know, we're lucky to have that to get away, to get away from the dorms for a wee bit.
Yeah. And so how has your game evolved since you moved to TriStar, do you think?
It's changed a lot. I think I'm a lot more confident in my wrestling. When I first came back from MMA, my ground was a little bit rusty. You know, I perhaps didn't have the confidence I used to have in it. But, you know, training out there has kind of restored that confidence, and you know, I feel comfortable wherever the fight goes now.
Fantastic. How's it been back in Ireland for a few weeks anyway?
Yes, it's good to be home. You know, I've missed it. I haven't got home as much as I would like to recently, but you know, it was great to get back home.
Did you get a massive reception when you back to Donegal?
It was a wild reception. You know, we landed on the Friday night, and there was a motorcade taking us down, you know, down from the town, and you know, there was a big gang that turned up from all the port, and you know, the local community. So you know, that was quite surreal, and you know, it meant a lot.
This is your second day now of doing media interviews. Are you kind of surprised by the attention you're getting?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, for me, not a lot's changed. You know, it's just the same as what I've been doing for the last, you know, 10 years maybe. You know, going in, having a fight, you know, getting the W and then getting on my life. You know, but obviously, when you're in the UFC, and especially with the crest we're riding here in Ireland, I think, you know, things are changing. You know, people are recognised a lot more, and you know, I think life is changing around me, you know, without even realising.
It shows you how much the sport has come on in this country, that you're on a national TV station announcing your next fight.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's another thing. I think, obviously, we've been living in the UK. You know, it doesn't seem to be getting the same media attention in the UK. Yeah. And obviously, how big it's blown up here in Ireland. You know, it's on mainstream telly, and it seems to... You know, the general public all seem to know what MMA is and what the UFC is. So, you know, it's a big difference the last few years.
So you're getting recognised a lot more when you're out and about?
A hell of a lot. Me and Graham were coming down from Dublin yesterday, and there was a fella on the train that actually asked for photos and stuff. So
it takes a bit of getting used to it, I'd say, doesn't it?
Without a doubt, because obviously, you know, you're going about your normal life, and then all of a sudden people are asking for photos, and it's a shock that they recognise you, sort of thing. I suppose, like I said... when you're kind of living it, you don't realise that, you know, things are changing around you.
So now you're headlining a UFC event in just your third UFC fight. That's an astronomical rise, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. You know, me and Graham were talking about it yesterday. You know, I think it's some kind of record. You know, I had my pro debut in March, and, you know, come August, and we're announcing that I'm headlining in Dublin in October. So it's fast. It's crazy how fast things change, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Have you visualised it, like the walkout and stuff like that?
Not yet. Tell you the truth, we only found out 2 days ago, I think it was the night we landed here in Dublin, that the fight was confirmed and there was going to be main event. Mm. So with the media the next day, and obviously a busy day planned today, I haven't had much time to, you know, have time on my thoughts really, or grasp everything that's going on. But... yeah, that's something I can't wait, just to hear that atmosphere when we're walking out.
Even the weigh-ins is going to be incredible.
The weigh-ins is just going to be unbelievable. And I always get that amped up for the weigh-ins anyway. I think, you know, it's one of them parts of the fight game there. You know, it really gets your blood going, you know, before the fight. Whereas on fight day, I find I don't get the same adrenaline or whatever. You know, I'm very relaxed and... You know, so the weigh-ins is kind of like my sort of buzz for me.
Yeah. Your opponent, a man Irish fans know quite well, the Diamond, Dustin Poirier. How do you feel you match up to him?
I think I match up well. You know, I think we've got similar styles. But, you know, I don't think he's come across someone with hands as good as me. You know, obviously there's been questions over his chin and so on. But, you know, I don't look too much into that. But... you know, if that is an issue, I'm sure it'll be exposed.
Yeah, and you're obviously confident in getting the win, obviously. Well, I've never met a fighter who says, no, I'm not confident in getting the win.
Yeah, even if they weren't, they were blagging. I'm always confident, whoever I'm fighting. Mm. You know, I believe I'm one of the best fighters in the world, and this is my opportunity to prove to the world, you know, just where I'm at.
Are you surprised your next opponent was so kind of highly ranked?
I didn't know how it was going to go. Obviously, with the stoppage over Ivan and it being a submission so fast, you know, I wasn't kind of surprised at whatever was going to be thrown at me.
Yeah.
So,
sure, thank you.
You know, thank you. So I wouldn't say I'm terribly surprised, but, you know, it is what it is.
You've been capturing a lot of headlines for your performances in the UFC, the two of them. How far away do you think you are from a title shot?
I think it's all down to how this fight goes, how the performance looks, you know, and obviously the result. So I don't know. All going well, you know, maybe one or two fights away.
I suppose you don't want to tempt fate either, I suppose. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm one of them. I don't like to tempt fate, and not only that, I don't like to look past the task I got at hand.
Mm.
So. You know, I never really make predictions or any of that type of thing. I just like to concentrate on my own job and you know, working hard.
first time I saw you fight in the flesh was actually in Cork 5 years ago. Is this your first time back in Cork since?
Let me see. I was over for the Conor fight. Then I fought Oriol Gassett.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
That's right. And I was down here for a wedding. I was down for my neighbour from Donegal. He got married to a Cork woman, so we were down for the wedding. But since that, this is the first time back.
Excellent. Well, Joe, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my man. Good to finally meet you as well. And best of luck in UFC Dublin on October 24th.
Thanks, Rory. Thank you.
Joe went on a mad tear on Cage Warriors before he fought for the world title. And he fought almost a five-rounder on the HMB Forum in London on Cage Warriors against Ivan Musado.
Mm.
And was literally spanking Ivan around the cage for four rounds, had to fight one everywhere, and broke his hand in the fourth round and couldn't defend a submission that happened. And unfortunate circumstances happened. He took a bit of time out, decided he wanted to go pro boxing after he moved to London.
Mm.
After that, he went 7-0 as a pro boxer and then decided his heart was in the cage and returned to the cage.
Yeah.
Prior to making the decision to return to the cage, we had a long chat sitting in the cage one morning. And he actually said to me he was going to go back tunnelling with his dad for a while to make some money. Kind of made my blood boil a little bit, and I said, that ain't happening. I said, because you're too good a talent to go back digging the roads.
Yeah.
So I said, we're going back in the cage, we're going to go back fighting. I said, we'll get 2-3 fights and I'll have you in the UFC within 8 months. So you had 2 fights in Cage Warriors. Knocked Boca out. First fight was a bit rusty. He went to second round, submitted a guy. Second fight was in a copper box in the Olympic Village in London. Knocked Julian Bassage out in 30 seconds with a knee that the knockout went viral.
Mm.
Signed into the UFC. He fought in Dallas in March this year, 14th. First round win again. He fought in Scotland 2 weeks ago. Another submission. Submitted a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. And September or October 24th, he main events in Dublin at the 3 Arena against Dustin Poirier, a ranked fighter. I haven't seen anybody that has gone from debut to confirmed main event status in the UFC with a rise as quick as this. There's a stat out there that a lot of people haven't jumped onto or caught onto yet, but this kid has gone from debut to main event, headlining a main event UFC card at the 3 Arena in 4.5 months with a total time of 4 minutes and 52 seconds in the octagon and 2 fights.
It's incredible.
That's a stat out there that people don't realise. No, I don't think the UFC are even aware of that stat.
Mm.
And that's a phenomenal stat for a young athlete.
Mm.
To go from main event, or go from debut fight 4.5 months ago, having 2 fights, 4 minutes 52 seconds in the octagon and no main event. That's a record. He's beaten Conor McGregor in 38 seconds. Not going to go into that again, but some people say they're setting records. This kid's breaking them.
He was on TV3 yesterday announcing his fight on mainstream TV. It shows you how much the sport has kind of evolved and taken hold in this country in the last couple of years.
It's grown massively. I think the fan base for Conor Mania has grown the sport. Conor came through the ranks of Cage Warriors. Cage Warriors did a lot for Europe within the sport over a period of 3 years. So to see the mainstream people grab a hold of the sport like they have is it's very pleasing and happy for us to see, because we put so much work into the industry and what we did. But I think the Conor Mania is probably the bigger reason why Ireland has grabbed a hold of the sport, but it's now becoming to a point where, with yin and yang, Duffy McGregor, that's now dividing the country, because the young brash people who are all about being loud and leery are Conor fans, and it's the old school Irish who are Duffy fans, you know, because they're yin and yang.
I think they're destined to meet down the road.
Stars are aligned, maybe, man, but you know, you don't know what's going to happen here. Conor's 145, Joseph's 155. Joseph's one of the greatest fighters in the world, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, he hasn't touched the iceberg of his potential yet. Conor's making noise. He's a world champion now.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see where that goes.
It's Speaking of Cage Warriors, you announced on the MMA Hour a few weeks back that Cage Warriors is back. You must be looking forward to kind of rolling your sleeves up and getting back to work.
Yeah, just it's a big jigsaw puzzle. I acquired the company and the IP only a couple of weeks ago. For the past 5 years, I was the CEO. I wasn't an owner of the company, so it's kind of a different outlook and a different kettle of fish now. But I have a jigsaw puzzle to put together. The boundary is made, and I got all the other pieces on the side that I need to slot into the middle to make that jigsaw work before it's back. But my eyes are on 2016. 2015 maybe one show if the puzzle comes together quicker. If it takes me time, then it's not a problem. But my eyes are on 2016.
So no, 2015 New Year's Eve show in Dublin maybe.
You never know. Like I said, if the puzzle comes together, it could happen. Yeah, my eyes are on 2016. But you know, 2016 starts at midnight on the 31st of December 2015. So that could happen.
You're talking of rebranding as well.
There's a possibility of a rebrand. Yeah, I'm speaking to a lot of people where we may look to merge. We may look to partner. Like I said, there's a lot of loose pieces on that jigsaw that need to be twisted around, turned upside down, and looked at to see if they can fit together, and that synergy can be made, and that strategic view can be made for the long-term view of the sport.
Did you feel there was a big void in the European scene without Cage Warriors?
It's not a case of feel, it's no and fact, and the whole industry sees that. Mm. You know, right now there's nobody coming through. There's nowhere for these guys to go, there's no exposure for them. There's no platform. At UFC level, there obviously is, but that's the cream of the crop. Who's there coming through, and who's there in the midterm and halfway up the ladder to put the exposure on these guys to get them to the UFC? You know, so since November, I believe there's a massive dip, and I think the sport has been set back from an industry point of view 2 or 3 years. From a commercial fan point of view, it's sky high. I know it looked great from the outside with Conor Mania, but from the inside in the industry, it's not.
When you look at the amount of guys on the UFC roster that came through Cage Warriors, like, everyone in Europe wants to be on this show to get to that next step.
Yeah. Over 60 guys over 5 years were developed for the bigger show. And I don't believe there's a show out there in Europe right now doing that for the sport. So it's a big hurdle for the sport in Europe. And that hurdle needs to be jumped, and I can't jump down until I put that jigsaw together to make that work again for the sport and get all these guys who are coming through that platform again.
And just getting back to Joe, he's obviously going to beat Dustin in October, so the sky's the limit for him. I asked him how far away he is from a title shot. He didn't really want to say. He said maybe 2-3 fights. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You know, he's fighting a ranked guy now, a ranked guy that I believe he knocks out. You know, I don't think Dustin will be able to deal with Joe's stand-up. But in this sport, anything can happen. There's so many different ways to win. It's so unpredictable. You just don't know what will happen. But my head says, and looking on paper and looking at the technical side of what guys, I think Joe knocks Dustin out. He's a ranked guy then. From there, it's a case of who's available when, what injuries are happening, who can fight, who can't fight, you know. So we'll see where that goes. There'll be a lot of play and negotiation with UFC moving forward, so we'll see where it goes.
Finally, and just personally, must be good to be back on Lee's side again.
Oh, I love being back in Cork, man. I'm here for the day, obviously. I won't get to see many people, but I'm coming back next week, Wednesday night. Phones are off for 3 days. I've got 2 friends coming with me. I'm bringing them on a tour of the pubs in Cork, and my mother has already advised me to stay away from the house, and she's trying to put me up in an apartment somewhere. But I'm allowed to come back for dinner and breakfast.
Excellent, Graham. Well, enjoy your trip in Cork, and thanks a lot.
Take care, buddy. I'll see you soon.
Cheers, buddy. Seems smile there, talking about Cork, like. First time he smiled, like, stony face. Well, it's great being back in Cork, like. Proper Cork, man, like.
I love that you put that.